88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise Ready AI.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Pearse Doherty is on the line. Pearse is the deputy leader of Sinn Féin and the party spokesperson on finance. Pearse, you're welcome to the show. These 9 million euro phone pouches that we learned about in the budget that are going to be provided to schools up and down the country. You've got additional information, I understand, on how much they're going to cost per annum.
Yes, thanks, Kieran. Well, far from the minister telling us that this was a one-off cost and it was 9 million euro. What we now discover from confidential records within the department that was released to me in a Freedom of Information request is that this is not a one-off cost, that the department and the minister were informed that there would have to be an extra 2 million spent every single year, that nearly 100,000 of these pouches would need to be replaced every year because they will break and they will need to be replaced. And that the costs are actually more than what was being suggested from day one. And I think that was a deliberate, in my view, attempt by the government to suggest that it was 9 million. Now, people were apoplectic at the idea of 9 million euro being spent on phone pouches in the first instance, and particularly trying to dress it up as a mental health issue when we know that so many children are waiting so long for mental health supports through CAMHS, and it's underfunded. But now to hear that it's not just 9 million, it's we're going to have to buy another 100,000 of these pouches every single year with 2 million extra every single year.
Well, now the government might say, or Minister Norma Foley might say, I wasn't trying to hide anything, but it's not kind of par for the course in Budget 25 to reveal details of Budget 26, 27, 28 and beyond.
No, in some cases it's not, but I'll tell you what you don't do is you don't then go out and say this is one-off. When you go out and say it's one off on the floor of the Dáil, when you write articles in the media, as the minister did, and with the headlines one off,
well, the 9 million is one off.
Now, she made the point very clear in one of the radio interviews that she would only have this money once and that this was money that would be committed once to buy these phones. Let's be clear, the documents that are released are saying 20% of all these phones, nearly 100,000 of them, phone pouches, will have to be replaced every single year. It talks about, you know, people maybe within the school setting could fix some of them, but the reality is 20% would have to be replaced every year. That's at a cost of 2 million euros. She knew that and she did not disclose it. Further to that, what we now actually find out from these documents is that the minister was actually met with an executive of Yonder, which is one of the main producers of these pouches. She actually met them at the NAPD conference 2 years ago, and she was given one of these pouches by the executive of Yonder. That's 2 years before she decided that the state taxpayers' money would be spent purchasing what is 430,000 of these phone pouches and nearly another 100,000 every year.
Now, that's par for the course for a kind of a company like that to lobby a government minister.
I mean,
if the election goes your way in 3 weeks' time, they'll be lobbying you as well. I mean, she hardly committed 9 million quid of taxpayers' money because someone at a conference handed her a plastic pouch.
No, absolutely. There's nothing wrong with people lobbying anybody else. What is a problem, in my view, Kieran, is see when I put down a parliamentary question and ask a very clear question, did the minister have any meeting with any executive from any company that produces these phones? And she answers no. I believe that that's evasive. I believe that why did she not tell us that, as I have the email here from the executive in Yonder, which talks about that we met at the NAPD conference last October, where I gave you a Yonder pouch for you to see it yourself. Why did she not tell us that? Why did she not tell us that there was an extra 2 million every year? Why did she not tell us that 100,000 of these phone pouches would have to be replaced? Why did she not tell us that the executive from Yonder continued to send emails into her department over and over again within the period of the 2 years? And the point I'm making in this here is the government and the minister, and it wasn't just the minister, Micheál Martin also on the floor of the Dáil talked about this being one-off, have deliberately tried to downplay this because this is a vanity project. Mm-hmm. It is a waste of public money that people who know how schools are being run. Like I was organising a night of the races for my local school to raise money for them to keep the basics on. You know, electricity costs, heating, yeah, all of those kind of things. People understand that schools are stretched. People understand that our children are stretched in terms of their mental health. And then to commit this level of expenditure, an ongoing expenditure of 2 million euro on the back of really what appears was a Yonder executive handing a phone pouch 2 years ago to this minister, I think is madness. What also will madden people is that the officials within her department also, in preparation of documents, showed that there were other options for schools to actually ensure that her classrooms were phone-free. And both of those options cost nothing to the taxpayer. It's very clear the current funding method is nil in both of them. And that was to ask the students to keep them in their bags or to put them in the lockers. Now, that's the common sense approach. It's what the kids, it's what the parents, it's what the teachers are saying. But obviously, there's something. The question is, is why is the government?
Is common sense different in the six counties?
No, absolutely not.
Phone pouches, you know, there, though, if they're not.
Yeah, and look, if Norma Foley or Fianna Fáil want to rob an idea from the DUP, then carry on. That is a solo run by the DUP, nothing to do with the executive. And it doesn't matter how many times Micheál Martin tries to say that. That is as much as a daft idea, even though it's a pilot scheme, as it is down south. The money in the north should be spent properly in terms of funding schools, education, mental health and all the rest. And it is the same here. We didn't sign off on it and didn't have any involvement at it.
As you would expect, most of the text coming in agreement, as has been the case anytime we've talked about this particular piece of budgetary expenditure. Would you give the government credit for recognising, though, at least the problem of phones in schools? Like some of those kind of child protection experts, the likes of Richard Hogan and others who we would speak to on this show, and people might have heard him on other aspects of the media. He's got a new podcast with Ciara Kelly, actually, I think. But Richard gave the government credit for at least recognising something that him and others have been talking about for some time, and better to do something than nothing.
There absolutely is an issue in terms of phones and schools. That's not what's under debate. The debate is actually how do you deal with this and do you waste taxpayers' money in dealing with this? And as I said, the officials in the department actually outlined a number of options that wouldn't cost the taxpayer anything. In my school, when kids go into it, where my kids are at, they have to hand their phones up at the top of the classroom. There is a policy of phone-free. It doesn't cost us 9 million euro. One in five of the phone pouches won't have to be replaced every year. And there are now serious questions about why the minister misled the Dáil, why she didn't tell us that she was lobbied, why she didn't tell us that she was given this pouch, and why is Fianna Fáil so evasive and dodgy on this issue? And that's really, like, and it comes down to trust. Like, you couldn't, I asked the question plain and simple, and this may only be 9 million, Kieran, but like, if this is the approach that they're going to have in relation to lobbying on 9 million, how don't we know that it didn't happen with a bigger contract where somebody met somebody and, you know, had a word with them or gave them a bit of a product for themselves to see. And then we were told in the Dáil record that they never had a meeting, even though we know that they met and that we know that it was an exchange. Like, there are serious questions here for Fianna Fáil in relation to this.
Norma Foley, the Minister for Education, has provided us with a statement wherein she talks about Department of Education briefing on a 9 million euro budget allocation to purchase mobile phone solutions, outlined that they are easy to use, cost effective and better for equity among students. She talks about research that have been carried out in a number of schools and that a working estimate of 20 euro per pouch was outlined. That led to the cost of 8.57 million euro in the first year. The briefing estimated a replacement rate of 20% each year. meaning an annual cost of 1.7 million euro. It should be noted these figures were used to estimate and work is underway within the department to establish a procurement mechanism for schools to easily access appropriate storage solutions in the future. So that's what the minister has to say. But Paul Crone is with us as well, director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals as well. Paul, you and I spoke about this previously, and I know you've been kind of conducting a survey of schools as well. What have your colleagues been coming back to you? What's the level of support for this out there?
Well, I suppose post-budget, we did survey our members, as we would do every year, and we got 288 schools responded, which is approximately 40% of the post-primary schools in Ireland. And the question we asked them was, do you think the announcement of the 9 million to purchase smartphone pouches a positive move? And 85% of them responded no. So that's a significant number of post-primary schools that feel that it's not a positive move. But and equally, 69% of them would be in favour or were in favour of locally agreed policies and procedures for dealing with phones. 31% were in favour of the national ban. So schools have been dealing with this for a long, long time. And if you can speak to principals, and I have spoken to principals who do use the pouches, and they speak really positively about it. And it is a positive initiative for those schools, but not everybody wants in on this initiative.
So when you talk about locally agreed approaches, what do you mean? Do you mean what Pierce is talking about? Just kind of acknowledging that we shouldn't have phones in schools and asking kids to keep them in their pocket, phones turned off, or even handing them up, that type of thing?
Well, in that survey, 70% of the schools say that they have banned phones in the school. And with the majority of those, I think it is 20% of the schools use, 14% of the schools use pouches or boxes to lock them away. The rest of the schools involve student responsibility. If we don't see it, if it's in your pocket, if it's turned off, it's in your bag or it's in your locker. If we don't see the phone, then it doesn't exist. It's not impacting on the school day. And if we do see it, schools will generally confiscate that phone and return it at the end of the day. In fact, 91% said if they see the phone, they will take it and they will either return it that day, the next day, or to a parent.
So the issue again, Paul, it's not necessarily the pouches, it's rather that the state is spending 9 million euro providing these pouches.
That is an issue for our members, and we, our recent conference, we had a number of motions passed, one in particular around the digital divide, and we could work out that with that 9 million, 16,500 digital devices could be purchased to put one in the hand of every first-year student in a DESH school to address the digital divide. Or we could provide school meals, 3.3 million additional hot lunches for students. There are better ways. Equally, another motion was passed at our conference to say that this money would be better spent raising capacity at an administrative level in schools. And then an addendum to that, if the money does come to schools, that schools be given flexibility to respond to their own context around supporting well-being in students.
Pierce Doherty from Sinn Féin is still with us. You mentioned kind of being at a fundraiser for the school locally, and anybody up and down the country, you know, with kids would be familiar with this and with the idea of voluntary contributions and having to dip your hand into your pocket at different times of the year to pay for necessities in the school effectively. At the same time, had the government kind of suggested that schools just go off and do this of their own accord and the schools individually added 20 quid onto that voluntary contribution, would you not be jumping up and down suggesting the state should be providing this?
But Kieran, I think just what you've just after listened to there, the survey was very clear. 85% of the schools actually think this is a bad idea. Schools are already implementing policies in terms of bans. You know, I give you an example of what's happening in our own school. Like this,
I know, but what I'm getting at is the idea of like the schools are doing this themselves, so let them do it and let the schools pay for it and let parents pay for it. At the same time, you give out about parents paying for other things within the school.
But most schools aren't doing
this.
That's
not a bit hypocritical?
No, it's not, Kieran. Most schools aren't doing this because they know that there's already pressure on parents. There's already calls for parents to actually make voluntary contributions to pay for the buses, to pay for the additional stuff within the schools. And that's why Sinn Féin have argued in our alternative budget why there needs to be increased capitation provided not just to secondary schools, but to primary schools, so that we take away that additional having to put your hand in your pocket to fund your children going to education, whether it's primary or secondary, to make education free. But this is like, this is just a vanity project. And for the first time now, in these confidential documents, we find out where it originated from. It originated from a yonder executive giving a pouch to the Minister for Education 2 years ago, and extensive lobbying that was hid from the public, that was completely denied when the questions were asked on the Dáil in relation to any meeting with any executive from the company. And also now we know that the cost is not just 9 million. It is actually millions that have to be spent each year because the phone pouches break.
Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin Deputy Leader and the party spokesperson on finance, Paul Crone, Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Paul and Piers, thank you both very much for joining me here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.